time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest today, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well.
Connie, nice to talk with you. And after working for years to build a 401k account, Connie, retirees have a lump sum to manage and then provide income in retirement, Connie. So how does a retiree convert a 401k to monthly income in retirement?
Well, generally, Joey, retirees roll over their 401k to an IRA after they retire, and then they set up regular monthly deposits to replace their paycheck. A rule of thumb is that a safe withdrawal amount is 3.5% to 4% of the account each year in the early years of retirement. It can gradually get higher as retirees age. There's nothing magic about 3.5% to 4%. It's based on an assumption that the funds are invested in a diversified portfolio, which on average will produce a return in excess of 4% a year. To bring that into dollars, a $1 million 401k balance could provide approximately $40,000 per year before taxes in income. Now, there are some mistakes that retirees make with this strategy, and it could result in total distributions being greater than 4%. The risk is that when they do this, they could draw down the account too rapidly. First, it's a mistake to fail to consider bills which are not monthly, but perhaps annual or semi-annual, such as real estate taxes, insurance premiums, and even vacations. If the monthly distributions are not sufficient to pay these extra bills, then the retiree takes additional distributions from the IRA and draws down the account too fast. Another mistake is the failure to reset the percentage annually. Investments will fluctuate year to year, and it's important to check on the balance and reset that percentage every year. Now, that could result in giving yourself a raise if the balance has grown, but it could also mean that you should cut back if the balance has declined. And the best way to make this strategy work is to check it every year. Another strategy that works well is to wait until the required minimum distributions begin at age 72. The IRA custodian can set up these mandatory distributions to be released monthly and provide regular income to the retiree. The current schedule is set by the IRS. It requires a distribution of 3.65% beginning at age 72, and then slowly it increases each year. However you decide to receive income from your 401k, it's really important for it to be coordinated with your other resources in a tax-efficient retirement income plan.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like to talk to you today about today's discussion, how can they reach out to you?
They can call us at 540-772-4545. That number is 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.